Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Backed by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theater Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to our second hour of The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. If you're just joining us, welcome. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with John.
Morning.
And, of course, with Tom.
And good morning, everybody.
There you go. And we've got another great show for you. I've been talking about it. It is the holidays are here. And, you know, gosh, don't like set yourself up for success. You know, try it. Don't. I know in the past I've always felt like I start to get overwhelmed, and I've already shipped out my grandchildren's stuff. I've already ordered that. And, you know, we're just going to do it light this year. We're going to do, gift exchange, pick names. It's not about the gifts. It's about giving your time, spending time with the people that you love. And like, John, you've been doing this for a while, is really just, calling up people, telling them that you've been thinking about them.
Yep.
and just noticing who they are.
I think, that contact is important. And
yeah.
I'm almost thinking that it's getting to the point where with the family, I think we should get to where we just pull one name out, and that's the only gift you're worrying about. And it's a great thing until my mom says, well, what about so-and-so and so? I can't. No. And I think that would be really awesome to do that.
Right.
A family gift exchange. You do it with your friends. Why not just do it with your family? You only have to find one gift.
You know what? My mom, before she passed away, she always said, can't we just do that? You know? And now, of course, I'm doing it. So
there you are.
Anyways, I'm really excited. I always start our show with something uplifting. A lot of problems in the world would disappear if we talked to each other instead of about each other.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. It's just exactly what we're talking about right there. So with that, I'm really excited to tell you a little bit about my show. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got an amazing line of guests. And also, you can hear any of my shows right after they play on my podcast. That's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please check all those out. Our website has all of our shows there, too. And we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And it talks about all the events that I'm involved in, everywhere we're going to be, any of the nonprofits that I'm working with. And if you have a business or an event that you want to share here on The Kim Pagano Show, we would love to do that for you. We'd love to put together a campaign, and it's all about the brighter side of life.
I think
how
it'd be
could
funny.
You not be wanting to be a part of that?
I think it'd be funnier if they listed the things you aren't involved with. It would be like four things.
I know. I'm like, okay, I got my hands in a lot, but I love it. I love helping people and connecting people. So our first guest today is Julie Royce, and her book is Redeeming the Feminine Soul. I love this. It just sounds like God's surprising vision for womanhood. And we are just rocking it. As I told you before, this today I'm going to be in a lady boss. What does that just say right there, lady boss? That just rocks all over. It's a holiday boutique. And you know what? We need to feel who we are. And we've done such an amazing job because we're women, we're mothers, we're wives, we're sisters, but you know what? It's kind of like it's our turn. Right,
and, Tom. Are you scared?
I know. I am? Hey, what did we have last week on our show? Is how to, what was it? And actually, Craig stayed with us last time, right? It was amazing.
Oh yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, but it was talking about husbands, so we're talking about women today. So, anyways, all right. So we're gonna find out a little bit about that, Tom. Really quick, do you want to share some of our great giveaways?
We have Charles Dickens, the presentation of a Christmas Carol at the Rubicon, and that is December 6th through the 23rd. Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair, that's coming up today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. That's a great event to go to. LA Zoo Lights, we talked to those folks from the zoo last hour. We have tickets to that at the zoo. It's beautiful holiday lights. Rubio's, the original fish taco, and that is for folks that win a nice lunch here with Kim. And then along with that, we do have Mendocino Farms Sandwich Market in Westlake, a great place to eat.
There you go. And you know what? I want to put this out there, too. We've got Homes for the Holidays, Home Tour, and Boutique Shopping. And, of course, that is Sunday, December 10th. And they've also got the Home Tour starts from noon to 4. But then they've got the Boutique, which is from 10 to 5 over at the Camarillo Red Barn, a holiday boutique over there. At the Camarillo Ranch, and they also have a champagne pre-tour brunch at Manhattan. If you've never eaten at Manhattan, it's a really good place, and that's from 10:30 to 1. So I've got a pair of tickets I'd love to share with that. So let's just start off with that right now. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. When you call in, we are on air right now, and of course, we're always doing our interviews. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and of course, what you're calling about and what you like about our show. And are you listening to the morning, the early one, or the 7 o'clock one, or both of them? We just love your input. And again, thank you so much for being here. All right, we're going to bring our first guest on. Julie, are you there?
I am here. Kim.
How are you?
Good to be with you. I'm doing great.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a mom, a mother of three kids, and also a radio host. Have a national show on the Moody Radio Network called Up for Debate, where we talk about debatable issues in the Christian community. Really fun show.
Okay.
That's every Saturday morning. I also just published the book, Redeeming the Feminine Soul, and write for a number of periodicals, including Christianity Today, World Magazine, Religion News Service, Christian Post. That's me.
You're not very busy, are you?
She's kind of like she should be my friend, right? I love it. I love it. So since the feminism, are women happier or more content? Or what do you think about that?
Well, studies say that it's kind of the opposite of what we might think, because you would think with feminism, we've had since the 60s, 50 years of feminism, and you would think that we would be a lot happier. But what happened is somewhere around, after the 70s, when women used to report that they were much more happy than men, we actually got surpassed by men, and our happiness quotient has been going down. And so what you find is that women have been buying into, I think, what a lot of feminists said would make them happy, and doing that and finding that they're not finding a lot of fulfillment in it. And maybe they're sacrificing things that were more essential to themselves than they thought, and finding that they're really not that happy with the situation they're in.
Well, you know, I'm going to kind of just vouch for, you know, myself. And, of course, I'm probably going to speak for a lot of my listeners. And Candy just joined us here today. And Candy Zane. And I'm so excited. Maybe I'll bring you in on this. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And
thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited about the boutique today. And, of course, I know it was a big thing for you to come in this morning really quick, but we'll fly out of there. And I know if you're like me, you're already organized. You're ready to rock and roll, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I feel like, you know, I've always been a woman – I want to say in control, okay? I like to make my own destiny, at least try. I was not feeling good this last week, and I stayed home, and I just kind of nursed myself, and I looked at my beautiful home that I created and was like, why am I always running? And why am I, do I have the need of being in all my businesses and all that, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But you know what? There comes a point where you have to say, wait, I have four children. I've got grandchildren now. Sometimes it really just comes down to balance again. And you know, it's interesting. I'm talking about in January, but I write for a couple magazines. And it was about health and wellness. And you know what? I always think everybody comes to you in the right place. The right people show up in your life. That's how I believe. That's how I live my life. That's how I've done my show. And it wasn't about, you know, that women think we're indispensable until something happens. And then all of a sudden you have to go, wait a minute. We need to strategically plan and set our time and our lifestyle within our business, within our plans. We can't overbook ourselves. We're not inhuman. We're human, and we're just trying to get through life. So what do you think about that?
Well, actually, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, it really struck a chord when she was talking about how she is finding that women aren't
as happy. Right.
And I feel like we haven't, we're not balanced. As women, we're nurturers. We're, you know, meant to really care for our children. And I think we've really fallen away from that now, where we're spending more time in
the offices. Yeah, exactly.
Away from our children, and schools and after school care providers are the ones that are raising our children. So, I mean, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And Julie, what's your thought on it? And do you kind of, are you in line with us?
Yeah, I think there's a general sort of thought that second wave feminism taught us is that if we're not something more than a mother, then we really haven't done enough. And I'm hearing this, you know, surprisingly in a lot of the circles I run in, which I'm in Christian radio, so I go to a lot of these Christian conferences. And I remember being at this one conference where this woman got up, she was in her early 30s, and she told the story of her mother, who was, the wife of a very prominent pastor. And she said how when her mother hit a certain age, she felt like she didn't know who she was. Here she had been a stay-at-home mom her whole life. And so she went to a counselor, she went overseas, she started getting involved in this activism. And the bottom line, her daughter said, was that she found she was much more fulfilled doing all this activism than she was doing the responsibilities of being a mom. So kind of the bottom line was, go find your passions. Yeah, you have to kind of raise your kids because obviously you can't neglect them. But really, your real life will be found outside the home. And I'm sitting there listening to that, you know, as an older, you know, my kids at this point, two of them are out of the house, one's still at home. But I'm just sitting there saying, you know, no, you don't have to be everything and anything. I mean, you know, some of us have lives outside of our home, and that's fine. And I think there's seasons for that. But, you know, especially to hear this at a Christian conference, I was really kind of taken aback because I hear from a lot of moms who have done, you know, maybe traded the career for the home, or they're trying to juggle both, just like you're saying, they feel burned out, they feel stressed out. Sometimes they feel like they traded.
Right. Why do we have to trade? And, you know, and that's where I come in. And you know, my husband and I have been married for 30-something years, okay?
30-something.
I know you like that. I think it's 32. It's funny.
Rounded
our
up.
Anniversary's coming up, and I said it's the 16th. And he goes, honey, it's the 15th. I'm like, now that's really bad when your husband starts to know more than you do again, you know? But I think I was really just testing him there just to make sure he was on his toes. But, you know, it has come down to it is, you know what? I remember saying to him, I work just as hard as you do. And so I'm looking for this balance, and you know, and it's funny because Tom and I talked about this early on in my, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I talked about partners, and he's like, they're not partners, it's either your wife or your husband, right? And I go, no, they're partners. You have to have a partner. This is like a teamwork, you know, and so what can you handle that is going to lighten my load? What can you, to me, that is success in a family. It's a it's what you show your children. It's what you teach your family. And, you know, and Candy, you gave up a career, right? A corporate.
I did, actually, involuntarily, but very happy that I did.
But sometimes that's God's way of saying, guess what, Candy? This is done. And I know so many women that they either put their health on the line or they put something on the line. And of course, we don't give up. So somebody else has to say, you know, even if it's an unfortunate, you don't see the gift right away.
It was a blessing. Absolutely.
There you
go. I recognize that right away. Yeah.
So I love this. And so when you write about painful personal crisis that almost destroyed your marriage, would you want to describe that?
Yeah, sure.
She's like, no, you just put me on the spot. Thanks, Kim. No.
One of those things I tried to write around, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, I mean, you can.
No, it's okay. Okay. I do. But it is one of those things where it took a little bit more effort to be able to write about that. But I realized...
well, because it's so painful.
Yeah, it was. And I realized, and I was in my, you know, mid-30s at this point, but I didn't realize that I had sort of a deficit from growing up. My parents were actually on the mission field. We grew up in Africa. But they came over when I was young because I'm the baby, but... Because my mother had that experience of putting my siblings in boarding school, she was a little more emotionally detached from us because that's what she had to do to survive that experience of putting my siblings in boarding school. And so I grew up with kind of a deficit and not realizing it until I was actually in ministry and I found myself in this horribly codependent relationship. And at the time, you know, Kim, I didn't even know what codependent meant. I didn't even know what it was.
Right.
I just knew I was in this relationship that had become obsessive, and really codependency is where you're dependent on somebody else being dependent on you.
Oh, no question. Do you know Melanie Beatty?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna need to read her book. She's been on my show a ton of times. She is like the queen of codependency. Oh,
I don't know
God.
If I'd want to be that, but
no, but she is. Her books are amazing. My husband and I read those because I think we all are a little codependent, you know.
Well, and women tend to buy actually 85% of the codependent literature.
Right.
And this is what was interesting to me is because at this point I was really trying to figure out, well, what is womanhood, you know? And you have a lot of feminists that say that there's no essential difference between men and women, that we could basically interchange roles. And the only reason that women tend to be more codependent than men is that we're sort of socialized into being nurturers. But here's the weird thing. I knew that I was never socialized into being a nurturer. I was socialized in my family to be fiercely dependent. And so I kind of fell into this kind of in spite of my upbringing, not because of it. And so it made me begin to think probably for one of the first times that maybe this experience of being a woman and our feminine nature, maybe it's not just something that's woven into our anatomy. Maybe it's something that goes deep into our souls. But here, because I had this deficit, I thought to meet it in a uniquely feminine way. I mean, feminine can't be codependent, but it's just a predominantly female thing. And so it started me, Kim, on a journey to try to figure out, you know, what does it mean to be a woman? Did God design us fundamentally different? And if so, how? And what does that mean for, you know, some of the things you were talking about, about motherhood and, you know, working in the marketplace and all of that? How does that work out in our lives?
Mm, I totally agree.
Yeah,
John?
I'm going to jump. This is, I'm taking a chance.
He was like, I already warned them that we were going to, like, you know, to have this moment. And no, but John's great.
No, I'm curious. There's a part talking about women destroying themselves and not knowing it. And I have, most of my closest friends are females, and I've seen this. And it's that frog in the water again. This stuff keeps getting warmer and warmer until you're dead, and you don't realize it because it's not all at once. What are they doing to destroy it?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that, because I think that is a huge thing. It was a huge thing for me, kind of an epiphany, because what the second wave feminism told women, and it was really wrapped up in Gloria Steinem's statement, right, that great feminist icon, she said, we're becoming the men we wanted to marry. And so there was this idea that, hey, we're not valued as women, so let's kill what's essentially feminine about us. You know, we have Betty Friedan, who wrote The Feminine Mystique, saying that women who were housewives were essentially like the Jews walking to their concentration camps. That was her view of the home.
Wow.
And so what we were told is, to really achieve happiness, it was to become like men. But the problem is, we're not men. God didn't make us like men. And so for us to become like them requires us to die to something essential in ourselves. And that's what I see has happened so much with women. And we're finding that we're not happy, again, because we're trying to act like men and behave like men, and we're not men, and we're not fulfilled like men.
You just nailed it. You
Perfect.
Just nailed it. I really, because you know what? I have gotten to this place in my life, and, you know, I was telling my daughter, I was trying to get into a doctor, and we changed our insurances, and I'm, like, frustrated because I had, like, you know, you figure out a game with your children. I have four children, and we had Kaiser, and now we don't have that. Anyways, long story short, my daughter calls me, and she's like, Mom, you're not feeling good? She goes, I'm getting you into a doctor. And I go, I have tried, and they won't, you know. And she goes, don't take no for an answer, right? And I sat there and I was like, oh my God, I can't tell you. I think I've told her like 10 times in the last 2 days. I don't know if I empowered you to be who you are, but my daughters are amazing, and I've taught them to never, you know what, if they say no, you ask, how can I, you know what I mean? You don't give up. You just don't give up on life. And if you don't ask, you don't get. And, you know, but she's both my daughters are amazing moms. They're stay-at-home moms, and that's why, in fact, they're the ones that started doing the lip sense. And that's what it's all about. Keep your place in your life, but do your best at where you are.
And, you know, I talked to a woman this morning. It's interesting that you say that. She's actually my age, so I'm in my early 50s. And she said how her whole life she had always thought she would have this career. Then she had children, and she felt like she should stay home with them. And she did. And she has incredible kids.
There you go.
But she says she's always felt guilty about it because she felt like she missed out because she didn't have this marketplace job. And she said, Julie, that's what reading your book, it took that sorrow that I've had my whole life, or this feeling like I've missed out. And I realized I didn't miss out. This was incredible. I've had this incredible experience of motherhood, and it's been incredibly fulfilling. And I've never embraced it, and I've never celebrated it. And
right.
I hope, you know, that's a lot of why I wrote the book, is to get people, to get women to embrace and really celebrate what makes us unique and whatever position is in life. And it's not a one-size-fits-all for us women. We have different roles, but so important that we embrace that the way God made us and enjoy it and celebrate it.
Perfect. Julie, I would love to have you back on and talk further. We have to go now, but where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. It's Redeeming the Feminine Soul, or you can go to redeemingthefemininesoul.com, and there'll be lots of links there.
Perfect. Please share our show too. I'll share yours, and I thank you so much for being a guest here, and happy holidays, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you.
You got it. All right. All right. Well, I am excited. I've been telling everybody about this today. We actually got to rush off and get over there. We've got till the end of the show. I know you got to get in here and jam out of here, but we've got Candy Zane here. And so we're going to be doing the Lady Boss Boutique. It's a craft show. She's got 50?
Yes, 50 vendors.
Gosh, you rock, girl. And what do you do there?
So, I coordinate the event.
Right.
So that's my
primary. But you also sell,
job.
Right?
Yes. And I sell doTERRA essential oils.
Right, which is amazing.
Yes. I love the oils. So that's my primary business now. That's what I do full time.
That's great.
And so you alluded to the earlier that I had given up my career.
Right.
So I used to work for Amgen, and I was with Amgen, which is a biotech company up in Thousand Oaks. And I worked there for 15 years. And it's interesting how this all ties in,
right?
Because at Amgen, I think there was 7 layoffs before I finally got laid off.
I remember
off.
When that, I do a lot of people's hair that work there too. And you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So, yeah, it was like, oh gosh, who's next? Because they kind of were just, that was where it was going.
It all just kind of, it all came full circle, I have to say. I mean,
And at one time, it was an amazing company to work for.
It really was. I was so excited. I was, I was having such a great career, and I was climbing the corporate ladder, and I just thought, oh, I'm going to work here for the rest of my life, and it's going to totally fulfill me.
You know,
that used to be what everything was, right? I'm going to start with them. I'm going to end with them. I'll get my watch.
I just talked to another lady that actually has just signed up with me for LipSense, and she was, at a job, and she said, I was like the best, I was like the cheerleader for their place, and then all of a sudden one day she's like, is this a joke? I mean, and that's because women give their heart, their soul.
Absolutely.
And this is so exciting. So I'm excited to be a part of it. Tell everybody where it is, because I want all my listeners to come and visit us.
Okay. So it's in Camarillo, in the Camarillo Heights, actually.
Okay.
It's in the Heights. If you go up Mission Drive,
right,
it's right next to the United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay.
And
perfect.
We actually work with the church to provide parking for all of the customers that come. So there's plenty
great.
Of parking for everyone.
Okay.
Santa will be there.
Nice.
So we have a handcrafted wood sleigh, and the children can go up and have their picture taken with Santa for a small donation.
Okay.
We do support the children of Casa Pacifica.
Perfect. Very good.
So we're having a huge raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll be raffling off 50 different gift baskets.
Mm-hmm.
So each vendor at the boutique will be donating a $25 or more value gift basket for a raffle. And we'll be raffling off gifts all day long at the boutique. So it's
perfect.
Very
exciting.
We've
got our basket ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. And well, good. Well, I'm excited. So this will be on my newsletter. It will also be on my Facebook. It's already there. We've kind of been sharing it and stuff. But I would love to have everybody come and visit. It's a great time to, like I was saying, is everybody's starting to stress about holiday and buying and all that stuff. You know what? Buy something simple. When we were back, we promoted the Harvest Festival. It's just like, gosh, find the things that are just people made from their heart and that you can sell it. And,
Well, so part of the, curriculum to be a vendor is to be a small business owner, a woman business owner that's actually, either handcrafting or selling through a direct sale company.
I love that.
So we're supporting women to be able to stay at home, but also fulfill their passion and be out in the marketplace.
It's twofold, and it's beautiful. So good. Candy, thank you so much. I'm excited to know you and meet you. And
all the vendors are so, excited for this day. They've been working for months to planning this event. So.
That's great. All right. Well, perfect. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your passion with all of us. And and of course, being a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Gregory Dance. And of course, healing the wounds of childhood abuse. This is a really, it's a deep one. But, I always like to talk about things that nobody else wants to talk about and put them out on the table, because when we all know that we're not alone, or we feel like somebody else's journey through it and we can help each other, let me tell you, that's what this show is all about. So again, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away. We've got some Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, and that is happening all the way up until December 23rd. I've got tickets for you, and I'd love to share them right here on The Kim Pagano Show at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Backed by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theatre Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I was going to say, I'm also giving away some LA Zoo lights. And if you haven't ever been there, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. And so I'd love to share that. We just had her on our show. And of course, they're doing a great job. If you have grandchildren or you just need an outing for the holidays, we'd love to share that with you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Our next guest, Dr. Gregory Jantz. And of course, we're going to be talking about the healing wounds of childhood abuse. Are you there, Dr. Jantz?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
This is a difficult topic, but yet one that's so important.
Well, that's what I just told everybody. Even in my studio, everybody's like, oh, my God, seriously. I go, well, you know what? That's what I do is I talk about, you know, the things that nobody wants to talk about. But when we do talk about them and people feel like they're not alone or they can release it in a way, it actually makes their journey so much better.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we need to deal with the reality and talk about what's going on. Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you came up with this topic. And have you ever had to go through something like that?
So healing the scars of childhood abuse, and that word abuse covers a lot of things, and it's a scary word, I know. But abuse means to be mistreated by one person or a group of people, so it can be bully behavior, it can be emotional abuse, it can be physical abuse, or sometimes we just think of sexual abuse. The statistics tell us that right now, one out of three girls will be a victim of sexual abuse by her 18th birthday. One out of three.
That's crazy. And
so
sad.
For boys, that number changes to be one out of seven will be a victim of sexual abuse by their 18th birthday. So this is a huge problem. So the word abuse, is I'm using it today, is all-encompassing. The reason why I wrote this book is for the last 31 years as the founder of the center, A Place of Hope, we have been working with people who have been abused. And, you know, a lot of times it's a scary word to use, but we need today just deal with the reality. Whatever form of abuse it was, let's deal with it and let's be honest about what's happened so we can really effectively deal with it.
Sounds good. So what exactly, I mean, you know, this is like one of those topics that you said, obviously, it's hard to talk about. But how do you, you know, who should you talk about it with and who should you share it with and how would you get it started?
Well, one of the things with abuse is it perpetuates a sense of fear and shame. So, you know, it could have been that you were sexually abused, and it could have been somebody that knew you, and you've never talked about it. And so it's been kept a secret. And that's the way abuse works. We keep it a secret a lot of times, or we don't say everything. And we tend to deny it. We tend to rationalize it. Sometimes we'll just say, well, that's the way they were. And by the way, this is a topic that we are seeing over and over and over in the news. We're just being saturated with this whole area of sexualization of relationships. And what we're seeing in the news is abuse. And so a lot of times it's abuse of power and control. But as we look at this today, first step is we got to talk about it. And deal with it. Now, it is important who you share with. Sometimes we may go to somebody, and that's not the right person to tell. Here's the rule to follow. I'm going to share with somebody who has a direct way of helping me. So that means I'm going to say probably a professional, a pastor, a person that can be an instrument to getting me some help that I need. Now, obviously, a book's a good place to start, but I'm going to need to actually deal with this and talk about it as a beginning step.
Wow.
I'm sorry. One of the things I hear from, because I have some friends that have been through some pretty horrific stuff, and there seems to be this, it seems to be normal for, let's just say it's involving parents, and they go to the one parent, and I'm like, oh, no, they could never doing that. You must be imagining it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think when you know, that's your first, like what you just said, who would your first thought
you
to, is going to help me is mom or dad, and they're sitting there going, no, you're mistaken.
I saw your friend that you posted that did the TED Talk. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I it was just heartbreaking.
And
yet amazing.
People, yeah, but, you know, people don't, what do you do for something like that? I think that's one of the things is kids especially are getting told, you know, you're imagining things. And where do they go? I mean, what is the best line of fire?
And that's part of the danger. And then, if you know, go, oh, okay, I'm really not believed. And then you feel even more shame.
Yeah.
And you feel like, okay, something must really be wrong with me. You know, it's like nobody's believing me. Or then you tell yourself, well, it must not really be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we begin to tell ourselves lies just to cope with it all.
Right. That's so sad. Yeah. So obviously we know that children are fragile and resilient, but how so? How do you know what I mean? What's your thought on that?
Resiliency? Well, I think when we deal with things, we become more resilient. The more that it's a secret, the more self-destructive it becomes. But here's the thing. Abuse puts a scar on you that you know about, but others cannot see.
Yeah, you don't get a hat or a badge or anything. It's yeah.
Exactly. It puts a scar on you. You know it's there, but others can't see it. And it will come out in interesting ways. It'll come out maybe in a struggle to trust. It may come out in a I can't develop intimacy. It may come out in many different ways.
But, yeah, I actually know of a man. He's married, and he had some problems with this in his childhood, and it really affects him and his wife every single day, and he tries, but it's kind of like a PTSD, you know, mm-hmm. right? It keeps showing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so in your book, you have a short selection or section called Finding Truth. What do you say here for people who have been abused?
What do I say? I tell them, first of all, in speaking the truth, you begin the journey of healing. But speaking the truth means I'm no longer going to be held in the bondage of fear. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer going to let this define who I am. You see, abuse puts a scar on us that begins to affect our self-identity, our self-esteem. It affects our, as I've already said, relationship. It's going to affect how you see God. So this is really, truly something that affects the whole person.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah. Wow.
It's almost, I felt uncomfortable, but it has to be talked about.
Yeah.
And the PTSD reference, it's interesting because I know people and I've seen people that it does. It sits dormant for 20 years and then rears its ugly head and at the wrong time. And people are looking like, what is wrong with you?
Right. Right.
And the talking, that's the important thing. I think even I just had a conversation yesterday with somebody I have never met, and it was one of the most in-depth things, and she was so relieved to just tell somebody. We had a similar experience. She didn't know me from Adam, but she told me some things because she knew I'd understand.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's where I really think that, you know, people need to have a safe talks. Now, my question to you is do you think that repetitive? Is it hereditary? Do these kids that have been sexually abused do it again, or do they? You know what I mean. How does that work?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we see when we've been a victim of abuse is we tend to go to extremes. One extreme simply is I perpetuate the abuse. And it's not that I plan on doing that, but it's kind of what I learned. I learned to do it, So the pattern continues.
Right.
Maybe emotional abuse, maybe sexual, but I perpetuate a pattern. And so, but another extreme is I become so rigid and so extreme that I don't deal with any of the abuse. And I don't develop relationships. I live a life of isolation. I live a life of depression. So I become so disconnected. So we look for those extremes.
Yeah. Wow. 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 Dr. Jans, you always bring interesting, amazing topics to our show. Where do people find your books? Where do my listeners go?
You know, for more information and even a wonderful free, interesting questionnaire you can take that's confidential, go to aplaceofhope.com. Aplaceofhope.com.
All right, great. And again, please share our show with everyone. And we thank you so much for being a guest. Happy holidays, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. All right. We are going to move on to our next guest. And, of course, we've got Jack Cheevers, and he is going to be talking about open enrollment, Region 9. And we are going to be sharing about some things that you need to do for Medicare, and that is happening. It's coming up. December 7th is the deadline. And so I hope I can give you some really great tips and he can share those with you. So stay with us, and I invite him on our show.
And we are down to, I talked about this in my earlier show, we are down to the wire. And of course, for getting your Medi-Cal coverage for 2008. And I know that we have to get this all done by the 7th. And so we are just doing another amazing reminder. And of course, I've got Jack Cheevers here, and he's going to tell us about some great tips and what we need to look for and all that good stuff. So welcome, Jack, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Kim. Yeah, you're right. The deadline is December 7th. And we urge everybody with Medicare to review their coverage and make sure that they can still afford it and make sure that it still meets all their health needs in terms of the doctors they want and the medications they want.
Correct, correct. And so what do you feel that the Medicare beneficiaries need to do when it's open enrollment right now? I know there's kind of some tips, correct?
Right, absolutely. Well, if you have original Medicare, that is if you have Medicare Parts A and B, and you're happy with that, you really don't need to do anything during open enrollment. But if you're interested in joining a Medicare Advantage health plan or a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan, this is the time of year when you can sign up for those plans or switch plans or drop plans. So if you are in one of those plans, we urge people to review your coverage because the terms of the plans can change every year. Sometimes the plans raise their premiums. Sometimes they might drop a medication that you need. So you want to make sure that all your medications and your doctors are still in their network.
I like that. Now, let me ask you a question. I know this might be a really naive question, but if you're in just the original Medicare that you said you don't have to have any questions, nothing's changed, right, you don't do anything, do we not pay for that?
Well, most people pay a premium for Part B every month, and for most people in 2018, that's going to be $134. Part B covers your medical insurance, your doctor, your outpatient, that sort of thing. And the other part in original Medicare is Part A, which is your hospital insurance. The vast majority of people with Medicare don't pay any Part A premium because they have enough work experience and they qualify for premium-free Part A.
Okay, and then you move over to Advantage, and then you're paying for something bigger and better, correct?
Well, it really depends on the individual. Medicare Advantage is basically managed care, and it's something that's put out by private insurance companies, and they charge Typically, they charge an additional premium, which is running about $30. The national average is about $30 for next year. And they have networks of hospitals and doctors, and you need to stay within those networks, otherwise you might wind up paying out of pocket for that.
That's more like an HMO, correct?
Exactly, an HMO or a PPO. The plans, one of the big differences between those and original Medicare is they cover some benefits that original Medicare doesn't cover, such as vision and dental, and they might have a wellness plan. They might have some sort of a gym membership, for instance, and they frequently cover prescription drugs as well.
Okay, so that's a big difference then. Okay, and can you have regular Medicare and also opt into some of the Advantage?
No, you have to have one or the other. If you have original Medicare, which doesn't cover drugs, you can sign up for Part D prescription drug plan, and you do pay a premium for that as well, an additional monthly premium, and the national average for those premiums is about $33 for 2018.
Okay, great. So where can people go to get local help if they're trying to get, you know, maybe, and you know, I want to just also say to my listeners, if you think you're not there, but maybe your parents are there, maybe a neighbor, maybe an aunt, maybe somebody that you kind of like look over or care for, make sure they're getting the right plan, right? We've got till December 7th, and where can we find out more and get more help?
Well, you're absolutely right adult children can often help out their parents with this whole procedure. I'll give you an example. I have a friend at work who goes over her mother's Medicare Advantage coverage every year and Part D coverage every year. And this year she found a plan that covers all the medications that her mom needs and is going to save her $3,000. So it can be a very worthwhile exercise to review your coverage.
Wow, but that's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And in terms of local help, there's a fantastic organization, which is it's called HICAP, and that stands for the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. And you can get free counseling from people who really know the Medicare program backwards and forwards. A lot of the people who are counselors are enrolled in Medicare themselves, so they know all the issues. And you can make an appointment to talk to them on the phone. You can go down to their office and talk to them in person. And let me give the number out to people. It's a toll-free number, and it will take you to the HICAP office that's closest to you. It's 800-434-0222. Again, 800-434-0222. And I can't say enough good about the HICAP counselors. I brought a cousin of mine to a HICAP office in Oakland. I live in Oakland a few years ago, and I was impressed with the HICAP counselor knew more about Medicare than I did. It's really a fantastic program. And again, it's free. It's a nonprofit. They're not going to try to steer you to this or that insurance product. They're going to walk you through all the Medicare Advantage programs in your area, all the prescription drug programs in your area, and help you make the right choice for you.
I love that. All right. Well, I thank you so much for sharing this on my show. You know, we are about the brighter side of life, and anything that can make our journey a little bit easier, a little bit smoother, that's what we're all about. And so, again, is there any last tip that we haven't mentioned?
Well, yeah, just review your coverage and make sure that it still fits your needs. Make sure that you can still afford the premiums. Make sure that all your doctors are in the network still. Make sure that the plan is still covering all the medications you need. And if you need help finding a new plan, you can call HICAP, which we just mentioned. You can also call Medicare directly, 1-800-MEDICARE. We have people on the phones 24/7. They can give you all sorts of help on the phone. And if you want to try and look up a plan on your own, you have a computer, go to our website. It's medicare.gov, And we have something called Plan Finder, where you just basically plug in your zip code, and it brings up all the Medicare Advantage plans that do business in your area and all the Part D prescription drug plans that are in your area. And it shows what the premiums are, the deductibles, what the out-of-pocket limits are, contact information for the plan. And also something else that I think is really important, Kim, is we assign star ratings to the plans as well, from 1 to 5 stars. And you always want to go for the highest possible rating. The highest is 5, and that indicates a plan that has really excellent quality of care, excellent customer service. So always, you know, don't go for the lower-rated plans. If you can avoid it, go for the higher-rated plans.
I love it. Jap, Tevers, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and happy holidays to you, and I look forward to talking with you again sometime soon.
Thanks very much, Kim. Happy holidays to you, too.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us all the way through our show. And, of course, wishing you a great weekend. For those that are going to the Ventura Winter Wine Walk on Holiday Street Fair, have a great time. I'm sure I'll see you out there later. And for those of you coming over to the boutique, the Lady Boss Boutique, I hope to see you all there. And with that, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. If you want to know how rich you find how many if you want to know how rich you are, find out how many things you have that money cannot buy. With that, John, Tom, and all my listeners out there, I thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.